It's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. CISA's warnings, the FBI moves, and geopolitics collide, and Windows 11 might require a Microsoft account. This is the Business of Tech. Two notices from CISA to be aware of. First, a list of free cybersecurity services and tools to help organizations increase their security capabilities and better defend against cyber attacks. Quoting Bleeping Computer. While the set is neither comprehensive nor impervious to change, it aims to mature an entity's cybersecurity risk management when combined with baseline security practices for a strong cybersecurity program. The list is a mix of services from CISA, open source utilities, and free tools and services from organizations in the public and private sectors. Second, CISA urged leaders of U.S. critical infrastructure organizations on Friday to increase their organization's resilience against a growing risk of being targeted by foreign influence operations using misinformation, disinformation, and malformation tactics. Multiple influence operations conducted by foreign actors had an impact on U.S. critical services and functions across critical sectors, according to the Cybersecurity Agency. Meanwhile, NIST has released rules that will be used to create a labeling scheme for more secure consumer-facing IoT devices, as well as rules related to creating a cybersecurity label for consumer software. They include a number of recommendations, including unique ways to identify the device, being able to delete all data on it, and devices not to include universal default passwords, among others. The U.S. has indicated that Russia was behind the disruptions of Ukrainian government and banking websites, a top White House official said Friday. Russia on Saturday rejected those claims. And the FBI is launching a new unit dedicated to tracking cryptocurrency crimes and ransomware profits. The Virtual Asset Exploitation Team, VAXU, will help the U.S. government to keep pace with, quote, threat actors who exploit innovations as fast as the marketplace produces them. The FBI's VAXU unit will combine cryptocurrency experts, blockchain analysis, and virtual asset seizure in one place to work investigations and provide training to the rest of the FBI. The specialized unit will form part of the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team, a division of the U.S. Justice Department created in late 2021 to investigate the criminal use of digital assets, with a particular focus on virtual cryptocurrency exchanges and other technologies that enable the misuse of cryptocurrency or facilitate criminal activity. Why do we care? One can see all the parts of government involvement. We've got resources, warnings, law enforcement, and geopolitical warfare. Tracking all of this is a role within your organization, formally. Microsoft appears to be saying that Windows 11 Pro Edition users would need to use Microsoft accounts on new installations intended for personal use, as evidenced in a Windows Insider program announcement. While the announcement is mostly about the features to be found by testers in Windows 11 Preview Build 22557, it also included the following paragraph at the end about new Pro Edition installs. Similar to Windows 11 Home Edition, Windows 11 Pro Edition now requires internet connectivity during the initial device setup only. If you choose to set up device for personal use, MSA will be required for setup as well. You can expect Microsoft account to be required in subsequent WIP flights. Mary Jo Foley at ZDNet also chimed in here. Quote, Microsoft may or may not make the internet connectivity Microsoft account a permanent thing for Pro variants of Windows 11. As Microsoft officials continue to drive home, the dev channel is for experimentation, and features that debut for testers may never make it into a shipping version of Windows 11. However, my bet is these new requirements will just roll into future builds and releases of Windows 11, and that will be that. Why do we care? I feel like the inevitable next story will be about petitions against this. To be fair, Microsoft hasn't specifically announced the change, so that's likely a solid move if this matters to providers. The use case that I can't get out of my head is the idea of top-secret air-gap systems intentionally kept off the internet, There must be a way to address this, particularly as Microsoft has a significant investment in government contracting. So before the complete freakout, no, there will be ways to address this somehow. Then again, speaking up is probably smart. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. This weekend's bonus episode is certainly proving to be popular. Feel free to share that around social, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.